Monet, I was just looking up the Anchor app. Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. Something to do with podcasts, right?
Okay, so Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And they have this like creation tool that lets you record a podcast and edit it right from your phone or your computer.
Oh, that's right, because they can distribute your podcast for you, and it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast distribution places, right?
Oh, and you will get the listeners, honey, and when you get the listeners, you make the coin thotas. Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy thing. You actually don't have to have a minimum listenership to get money. You can still make coins.
So it's essentially every single thing you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Oh, you're just so tickled. You love the idea of making podcasts. I love you, Monet.
I love
you. Now listen, if you want to download the free Anchor app, you can also go to anchor.fm and get started.
Is music a big part of your life? Let me tell you about Anchor, Spotify's podcasting platform. There are creation tools that allow you to easily and quickly record and edit right from your phone or computer. And best of all, Miss Dang, she is free. With Anchor, you can create a Music Plus talk show. With Music Plus Talk, you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes, alongside talk segments featuring your commentary. Miss Day, this is revolutionary. This is the future. This is happening now. Music Plus Talk is a new way to create with all the music that you love. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's from music analysis, your own radio show, a hosted playlist, a deep dive on your favorite genre or artist, or something the world's never heard before. You can do it with Anchor Music Plus Talk. Anchor will even help publish your show on Spotify so you can reach hundreds of millions of listeners. Got an idea for a Music Plus Talk show? Just head over to anchor.com/musicplustalk. That's anchor.fm/musicplustalk to sign up for Anchor and make your own Music Plus Talk show for free.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On this week's episode, we find out what chicken salad really is.
We talk about crime.
And we find out what made Bob the drag queen say this.
You know what? They enabled my behavior. And I continue because they enabled me. And we find out what made Monet Exchange, the original Miss Congeniality, say this.
And here comes Bob just fucking amok, amok, amok.
Oh. Nigga, we've been rolling.
Your cat bit me.
Yeah, because you were teasing her.
I was not teasing her.
You were antagonizing her.
No.
Colleen literally got off on the thing and was doing her mind her business. You went.
I pet her.
No. Okay, did you ask for consent to pet her?
How do you ask for consent for a cat?
You're like, Colleen might pet you.
And how do I know when I have consent?
Because she would give you a meow if she feels that way. Well, imagine if you came in here and I was like, hi, Bob. You'd be like, meow.
I think the difference is Colleen be coming up to me without my consent. Nuzzling and rubbing and shit. She's never asked me for any amount of consent.
Have you told her that you want consent?
I've told her I don't. I've told her I don't like. I've said very, Colleen, stop tugging on my clothes. Stop nipping at me. Stop this, that, and the other. I've told Colleen that several times.
And she's been very vocal about don't pet me until I say it.
And your child don't talk, don't listen, and does not respect boundaries.
You will touch the table if it's the last thing you do today. You have touched the table 14 times. But Jacob said, please don't do it.
I know. Jacob said, don't bang on the table. I'm also not touching the table. Anyway, your cat bit me.
You're welcome.
And I think that it says a lot about the way you raise your child.
Well, you know. Yes, you're right. I've raised my child to not let people bully her.
Okay, let's
And replay. When people do not ask let's for consent, this, they can't touch you.
Let's replay the scenario. Colleen jumped up on the thing. I pet Colleen. And then she was looked back at me. I went to go pet her again. And she bit me.
Yes.
And you think that's appropriate?
To quote Bob the Drag Queen at Barracuda, December 22nd. 2016.
You're so bullshit.
Consent is sexy.
You're so bullshit. Anyway, so me and Colleen, if anyone's wondering out there, me and Colleen are again not on speaking terms. Wherever she is.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Mo. How are you?
It's been a long time since I've seen you in real life.
I saw you this morning, and I saw you 2 days ago.
Well, you know what I mean.
The day before that.
And what about the day before that? All right.
This is our third engagement together today.
Well, I'm still getting out my feelings.
And I have your costume in my trunk.
What costume?
The costume that you got to return. The one you got from that person, but you didn't want to wear it.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Saturday night.
That shit was so ugly.
But they're going to know you're returning it.
Yeah, I'm returning like a couple of things to different people.
This
oh my god. Well, bleep out the name, Jay. Bleep out the name of the city. You are so messy. Do you want to talk to us about your shining look?
It's not the shining.
You are you are the third big black sister from The Shining.
It's just the blue. I'll stand up.
You're the mother.
Can they see me, Jacob? Am I in the frame?
Stand back a little bit. Like, go back.
You are The Shining.
Give us a twirl.
Oh my god! Stop doing that.
I look cute.
You look cute, but it's still The Shining.
I mean, I was
two things can be true. You can look cute, and you can be The Shining.
I was wearing hit the table. Can we keep a counter every time one of us?
It's you. You are
third. But I'm not hitting it. Like, I'm leaning on it.
What you, Bob? You just did this.
No. Yes. No. What I did was I went.
You are so bullshit. So all of a sudden, you were just. You were just.
A light of the feather simmers aboard.
Avatar, The Last Airbender. You just almost.
And no one even heard it. I was wearing a jacket with it earlier.
The white jacket.
But, you know, jackets are just kind of not LA friendly.
Can I say what we saw last night? Not.
What did we see?
What did we see last night, Bob?
Oh,
your loud ass computer.
I don't know how to make it not do that.
Like this.
Is it? I'm about to learn something. Click notifications.
Notification. I don't know where you're. Oh, no. Here, it's
do
one.
Do not disturb. Do not disturb.
Yeah, do not disturb. There we go.
Oh, you guys are there every day. See, hanging out with the young ones.
What did we see last night, Bob?
So last night we saw a screening,
yes.
A private screening of one of the episodes from season two of We're Here.
It's so good.
I'm really proud of y'all. We're Here season two is, I mean, I was really proud of season one. Like, honestly, genuinely very proud of it.
Be honest. Say what you said.
I said I was very proud of it. And season two is even better.
It was so good.
The costumes, the inclusion, the stories, the narratives. All of it. It's just like, it's a really good show. I'm very, very proud of this show. And
are you more proud of We're Here than Super Rivalry?
You know what? It makes me happier. No, I love Sibling Rivalry. And, you know, I don't have to pick favorites with my kids.
But every parent has a favorite.
Do they?
Do you think?
I don't think my mom had a favorite.
Yes, every parent has a favorite.
Did your mom have a favorite?
For sure.
Who was it?
Me.
Damn, Sean. Don't drag Sean.
Who is Martha Caldwell's favorite? You or Justin?
I really don't think my mom had a favorite. I think that my mom expects different things of us. And I think that she knows that I am more confrontational. My brother is more minding his own business. I am more driven, like, to do, like, my little goals, whatever, however ridiculous they may be, whether it's, like, drag or, you know, making purses or opening a candy store.
Did you open a candy store?
Yeah, I was the candy. You ever heard of a candy lady? Do y'all have those in New York? Because you have bodegas.
A candy lady.
So the candy lady is the bodega of the neighborhood. It's just a house that sells candy. Okay. It's typically a lady, and she sells candy out of her house. So all the kids, when they come home from school, Monday through Friday, go to the candy lady, and she just sells you all candy out of her home.
This is very weird because Candyman's coming. What is going on? Are you like the fucking Candyman?
Isn't that meme that says the Candyman didn't bother nobody as long as you kept his name out your mouth? But I was the candy lady in my neighborhood, and I sold candy. So I went down to the farmer's market, and I would buy candy in bulk. My mom lent me $100, and I was able to pay her back after like 2 weeks.
Word.
So I was in like seventh grade, like making money. I like had like money. It was crazy.
But how? Okay, so you make the money back you pay her back in 2 weeks, $100. But like, what was your net profit? What was your gross?
I had a spreadsheet and everything because I had just learned Excel.
Excel. Yeah.
I just learned Excel at school in class. I don't know if they even still teach kids Excel.
Probably not.
At school.
I didn't learn Excel in school.
Really?
And we're 4 years apart. So.
Yeah, but so we had to learn Microsoft Excel, Word, well, when we PowerPoint.
We just knew how to do it. No one needed to teach me how to do Excel. I just knew.
And you can still do a spreadsheet.
Yeah, I can do a spreadsheet.
To this day.
Bitch, I could bust out an Excel. Bitch, I know all the codes.
I don't believe you. You had to add up a row and then divide it.
Yes, yes. But that is like, those are skills that you learn, just like you, I just knew how to type. I didn't need to go, like, you know, back in like the 80s and 90s, they had like.
It wasn't just the 80s and 90s.
There was like word process where you had to, like, how many words can you type in a minute?
It was called Mavis Beacon Teaches Typing.
Mavis Beacon.
And yes, I did Mavis Beacon Teaches Typing. That's how I learned how to type.
No, I just knew how to do it.
Well, also, I mean, I don't know.
Because like kids, you don't teach them how to use an iPad. They just know how to use a fucking iPad.
I don't know that. I don't know that our age gap is that significant or if we're really at the breaking point, but. When I was growing up, when I was a kid, every house in elementary school did not have computers. So computers did not start showing up in my house until I was in like middle school and high school. That is when houses started having computers. And like laptops weren't even a thing until I was like already out of college. I mean, their laptops existed, but like everybody didn't have a laptop. Like nowadays, like everyone has
a laptop. I had a laptop in college.
I mean, you also went to college 4 years after me. By the time I got to New York City, I got my first laptop when I was like 24, 25.
Work.
That was my first laptop.
And you don't think that's neck cracking is vibrating through the table?
Okay, you're obsessed with this microphone this table.
I was thinking today, I was like, you know, Justin, 1984 happened. Justin is living his life, just living his life. Him and Martha living their dreams. And then just the 1986, Bob the Bully is born, taking Justin's birthday money, getting mad that Justin has more money than him, but getting mad that
it was my birthday. But it was my birthday.
But you're leaving out that you had more money than him.
And though. I deserved it. Because it was my birthday.
And here comes Bob just fucking amok in Justin's life.
It was my birthday. Can we have quiet on the set, please, ma'am? This is so unprofessional.
Relax.
I think that Justin is very happy that I showed up.
I'm not sure he is, but specifically birthday time. And also food snack time. You gobble up your fucking snack, and I want some of yours.
Yes.
Bob the Bully.
That was part of my life. And you know what? They enabled my behavior. And I continue because they enabled me. I said, if y'all gonna let me do it, bitch, I'm gonna fucking do it.
How are you?
I'm in a pretty good mood. I mean,
you are in a good mood today, shockingly.
See, this is your little secret little thing where you try to put me in a bad mood. Yeah, you are. Yeah, but you are trying to put me in a bad mood. And I will not let you succeed. I'm actually probably talking about this off camera, but we should start getting back to, even though we're not doing watchery because we don't have a watcher right now. We should get to two a week.
We can make another one. They have so many requests. Survivor is still on the table.
Not.
It's still on the table.
At the very end of the table. So far out of reach. It's completely out of reach.
What would our second one be? Y'all can also comment below what you think our second episode a week could be.
I mean, we could just do two podcasts a week.
But I feel like one should be different. I don't think they should both be sibling rivalry. The other one, I like how we have one. They're like two different things.
I still think we could bring back Only Child. You hated Only Child. I loved it.
Yeah, so that's 50. So one of us doesn't like it, one of us doesn't. So then we don't agree to do it.
Do you not like Only Child because you know you'd be nothing without me?
First of all, I had a very successful TV interviewing career. Why are you squawking?
How'd that go?
They closed down, bitch. Please, welcome to the stage, Bob the Live Queen. How did that go, ho?
We closed ourselves down. No one shut us down, honey. Okay. We got busy. Bob the Live Queen turned into Purse First Impressions, which is thriving. Thriving, darling.
Yeah, same format, everything.
It's literally the same show. It's practically the exact same show. Well, honestly, Bob the Live Queen was fun, and it just got like I didn't have a little Yahoo team to prop me up and find my guests and buy my costumes, my t-shirts I was wearing.
No. I bought my own shit.
Yeah, we noticed. I didn't have five cameras and eight producers. It was me and my partner.
Well, step your pussy up, bitch.
It was me and my partner in my home.
Step your pussy up.
In my home doing our thing. And it became overwhelming.
Uh-huh.
And we thought that there were more important things. I want to talk to you real quick about microblading.
Uh-huh.
Threading.
Microblading.
Somebody.
Tell me you have ADHD with that time.
Right.
Should I get microblading?
Yes, you should. It has changed my life. Wait.
You're not going to eat. You're not going to eat on this podcast. This is not going to be an eating podcast.
Oh, my God.
Are you getting a popsicle?
Yes. Oh, bezos is now you want.
No, first of all, they're margaritas. I sit there from here.
Oh, damn. I can't even get it open.
Yeah, you want to drink in the middle of our podcast?
It's not drinking, Samark. It's a popsicle.
With booze in it.
So I'm sucking. I'm not drinking.
But does it have booze in it?
Yeah.
So you wanted to drink while you were at work. Let's just get this. You want to drink on the job. And you know how much they hate when you...
Okay, I wasn't going to be... Well, I noticed from Trixie and Cox when I did their podcast, we were all fully swallowing high chews. Just don't be up with the fucking mic. You chew your thing.
What is nigga lipping?
Excuse me?
What did you just say? Nigga lipping. You ever heard the expression nigga lipping?
No.
You never heard the expression?
No.
Really?
No.
Maybe it's a southern thing.
Yeah.
Nigga lipping is when you're all smoking the blunt and you get it really wet. And you pass it over to somebody and it's really wet.
I know that, but I didn't know it was called nigga lipping.
What y'all call it?
Nothing. You just don't do that.
Yeah,
you didn't smoke weed. How do you know?
I want to reiterate this. I told you 1,000 times. I had a brief stint as a stoner.
A month.
Yeah.
As
stint.
Someone who indulges.
Who's addicted to drugs. As someone who's addicted to marijuana.
It took me a long time to learn how to smoke weed. So the fact that you're like a month and you're like you nigga lipping and rolling and apparently you roll the fattest joints in Atlanta. Apparently you was
just. But I was rolling Chipotle joints.
Apparently you were the fucking weed kingpin in Atlanta after a month.
Okay, I was in Columbus, Georgia.
God,
let's get one thing clear. And, I can't believe y'all don't say nigga lipping. That's so crazy. No,
that's definitely a southern thing for sure.
But just to be clear, only black people say it. I just want to be clear. I just want to be clear that white folks are not saying nigga lipping.
I spoke with Trixie one time and she... No, can you imagine? No, she did not.
Say it again. They're going to think she said that shit, bro.
She did not say that. I'm kidding.
She's going to be so mad.
Oh, my God. She's going to hate it.
Also, you were trolling her Twitter the other day.
Oh, my God. And then she said something like, oh, I can't help it that I create a big stir around my releases.
That what she said?
Yeah.
Because Trixie tweeted out, what's more annoying, hearing about like CrossFit, veganism, or something else? And then when they said your new
your new eyeshadows.
how are you adjusting to LA?
I like LA. It's cute.
Go ahead.
I love having a cardigan. I used to love having
my cardigan. So you do love cardigans. Just not my cardigan.
I love having my car again. And
no, they're mad at you about the cardigan. They're mad.
And I stay mad. I don't give a fuck.
I'm never getting you anything else ever again.
But where are the fucking earrings in the ring I got you? Where are those?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to start believing in God because that was so delicious the way you delivered that to me. The earrings, which I wear, are in my
head. I have never seen those.
Pull up
a picture with you in the earrings. Pull up one picture right now.
There have been clips of you saying, oh my God, I love that you're wearing
earrings. Can you pull up one picture of you with these earrings on? Well, exactly.
If you would have been paying attention during the episode last night you watched, I was wearing them there.
What
episode? And the ring I gave to you to get fixed, and you still have it. You have not returned it to me. You refuse to give me back my ring.
I have your ring.
Yes. So why are you asking me where it is when you know?
I forgot why, I had it.
Yeah. So
why did you? Great. Okay. Ooh.
So can I have my shit
to
back?
To quote you, why are you burdening me to get you a new ring?
Okay. First of all, this is. Lord, I lift your name on high.
You know what? Let's take a ring and talk about this fucking ring.
Let's talk about the fucking ring. Now, I've been trying to decorate my new house, and it is exhausting. So when I heard that paintyourlife.com would turn any photo of mine into a beautiful painting, I thought, what a great idea. But it must be so expensive. Paint Your Life paintings are truly affordable, and the quality is amazing. If you want to give a truly meaningful gift, you've got to go to paintyourlife.com, get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price. Choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. Send any picture of yourself, your children, your family, a special place, a cherished pet, or combine all the photos into one great big painting. They're meaningful, personal, and can be cherished forever. I was blown away by the quality of the painting I got. It's a giant photo of me for my drag lab, and I look absolutely gorgeous. At paintyourlife.com, there is no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, you get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. This is a special offer just for Sibling Rivalry listeners. To get a special offer, text the word sibling to 64,000. That's sibling to 64,000. Text sibling to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text sibling to 64,000.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Y'all, I know summer is coming to a close, it's coming to an end, but I just love summer so much. It's my favorite season because I just love the warm weather, the longer days, even though they're getting a little shorter right now. Or just being able to relax at the beach or by the pool with your favorite beverage. And the option to enjoy those moments with a crisp and refreshing hard seltzer like Vizzy Watermelon that is made with real watermelon juice make those moments even more better. Good as hell, more better. Make those moments even better. Vizzy Hard Seltzer just dropped an all watermelon variety pack on shelves right meow. Made with real watermelon juice and the antioxidant vitamin C Vizzy is known for, which is extracted from the Acerola cherry, a superfruit with 30 times more vitamin C per cup than an orange. Boom! With bold and delicious dual fruit flavors, real watermelon juice, and antioxidant vitamin C, Vizzy makes your seltzer choice very, very, very easy and very, very, very tasty. The new variety pack includes four delicious flavors: blueberry watermelon, kiwi watermelon, passion fruit watermelon, and mango watermelon. Vizzy Watermelon joins Vizzy's other popular packs, including Vizzy Lemonade Hard Seltzer and Vizzy Variety Packs 1 and 2. Vizzy is refreshing. Vizzy is refreshing. It tastes great, and it never hurts to add some antioxidants into the mix. And at 5% ABV, 100 calories, and less than 1 gram of real cane sugar per can, every single sip of Vizzy is more exhilarating than the last. Upgrade your hard seltzer with Vizzy. To find out where you can purchase Vizzy, go to VizzyHardSeltzer.com/rivalry. That's VizzyHardSeltzer.com/rivalry, and you must be 21 or over to purchase, kids. And we are niggalippins.
So I said, Monet, the ring is a little bit, I can't remember, loose or tight. I can't remember.
Too tight.
It was a little loose. It kept flying off. It was a little tight. And I said, Monet, I can go get it fixed. Monet said, no. I actually, I can take it back. I know this, that, and the other. I'll go back. Monet tried to take it back. It had been too long. They couldn't fix it. And Monet was like, now we have to get it customly downsized.
How do you even do that?
Or whatever. They just add a little bit. They just add a piece of metal to the thing or something. Anyway, so Monet was like, I'll do it. And then you never, I honestly think you lost it.
It's somewhere.
You lost my ring.
It's in my home somewhere.
Oh. This is so shady. But I have the ring there in my bedside table. And also,
you keep your jewelry on your bedside table?
I keep those earrings on my bedside table.
Why?
Because they're really important to me and I don't want to lose them. I'm not kidding.
Where do you
keep? I used to keep them in my safe.
Where do you keep the rest of your jewelry?
Either on the bedside table or in like a little jewelry tray that I have in my closet. Or I mean, Ezra's place, Ezra has this like dish that's just full of earrings and necklaces.
And gadgets and gifts on the plenty.
Oh my. So that
oh
is.
Oh my, it's not the line of that song.
I was thinking Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Oh my. I know, I got just a gizmo plan. Who's the what's the glory? I know, I understand the reference. I did not just turn gay yesterday.
Okay, the Little Mermaid is not gay.
I didn't say she was gay, but Little Mermaid is a part of gay culture.
It is?
Yes.
Says who?
Listen, Little Mermaid is a part of gay culture. Not everything
I don't think so.
It's gay culture.
Why?
Ursula.
Okay, but that doesn't make the whole movie. Ursula is gay culture. So
meaning Little Mermaid is part of gay culture. The Little Mermaid is gay culture. Okay, also another debate before we get into our main topic. I was telling this, but Monet does not know this. There's a difference between chicken salad and a chicken salad. They're not the same thing.
Okay, what's the difference, Bob?
But you don't know, do you really? I can't tell you what
you're playing. There is no difference.
There is a difference between chicken salad and a chicken salad.
Okay, you keep on, what is the difference?
A chicken salad is something like lettuce, maybe tomatoes, onions, whatever. Eggs could be
like
chicken in it.
And then like tuna fish.
And then chicken salad has like mayonnaise. And it's like a pasty thing.
That's
with
like
chicken
tuna
in
fish.
It with shredded chicken. It's like potato salad. So chicken salad and a chicken salad are not the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's just like, I mean, the names. You don't say a chicken salad.
Yes, you do.
No.
I'm eating a chicken salad.
Yeah, okay. But I'm just going to say, what are you doing? I'm eating chicken salad.
No. That's when you're eating the paste. That's chicken salad.
That's like when you go have tuna fish, you say, oh, I have about 89 cans of tuna fish and I make it all the time. I don't say I'm eating tuna.
I'm eating. Loop that.
I say I'm eating tuna fish.
Well, I don't think people say tuna fish salad.
Right, so why?
But chicken salad is a thing.
No, Jacob, do you say when you're eating, like, do you say I'm eating a chicken salad? No, I'm eating chicken. What are you having? Oh, can I have the chicken salad? When you go to a restaurant, do you say, can I have the chicken salad? You say, no, can I have the chicken salad?
Yeah, it's either the chicken salad, a chicken salad. But if you say, can I have the chicken? Like, for example, the chicken salad would be, when I Google chicken salad, this is what comes up. Literally, chicken salad. It is the paste. This is chicken salad. Now watch this. That's when I type in, what is chicken salad? Watch it out when I just put in the word A. You ready? What is a chicken salad? What is a chicken salad? Boom.
I understand. Yeah, nigga, now what?
Google's
kind of wrong. Oh, yes, Google's doing a thing.
But this doesn't make your point, though, because a chicken salad is a thing where it's paste.
Yeah, but you don't have to say, you don't need a preposition.
A chicken salad is when it's a salad with chicken.
Bob.
And this is a chicken
salad. This is a moot conversation. You can use it however
moot
you want.
Moot these nuts right across your chin. Moot them from the fucking nostrils to the fucking Adam's apple. Moot.
You are crazy.
Speaking of crazy, dude, what do you... Okay.
Oh, the transition!
How many crimes do you have to commit before you're a criminal?
Okay, we had a conversation before and I realized I was so in the right and you try to...
About what?
Because we were talking about...
Murderers. If you murder one person, you're a murderer.
No.
Yes, you
because
are.
That's
if you murder
example,
one person, you're a murderer. That's yeah, this, it.
Okay, say it again.
If you murder one person, you are a murderer. You don't have to do it. It doesn't.
And I had a point about this, and I forgot what it was because it was so long ago. But I was listening to the episode recently. And I was like, my thought came, and I was like, but I couldn't call you.
If you murder one person, you are a murderer.
I gotta listen to the thing again. We'll address this later on.
And. Also, no one's talking about the fact that the world's most successful and famous, we're about to lose listeners over this one. The world's most famous and successful drag queen, who is it?
RuPaul.
It's Tyler Perry, Monet. Tyler Perry is the world's most famous successful drag queen.
So you think so?
Tyler Perry's a drag queen.
So is Martin Lawrence a drag queen? Is Jamie Foxx a drag queen?
Yes. I'm not gatekeeping drag.
Okay, define drag queen.
Drag
because so by that definition, anyone who puts on drag is a drag queen.
Drag queen definition: a man who dresses up in women's clothing, typically for the purpose of entertainment.
So anyone who puts on is a drag queen.
I'm reading definition.
But in your opinion, so let's say Jacob is on drag tomorrow and he does the thing, he is now a drag queen.
Yes.
Work.
If I saw Jacob on the street in full drag and I did not know anything, I would just on my phone, I stopped talking, someone said, what are you looking at? I'm like, there's a drag queen on the street. I would say, there's a drag queen right in front of me. Mm-hmm. And that sounds fair, right? You don't think if you were at a club and you saw someone in full drag and you were like, what are you looking at? I'm looking at a drag queen. So, are you going to stop them and say, now, how often do you do this? Do you make most of your money?
I think that is a valid point. I think it's a valid point.
So Tyler Perry is the world's most successful and famous drag queen.
I guess he is.
Oh my God. Did you just concede? Something has changed within me. But anyway, how many crimes do you have to commit for your criminal? I think everyone's a criminal.
I think there's a difference between killers and murderers, okay? So if you don't have to, once you think someone, because like murder is different. I think that's what it was.
Murder's intention.
But yeah. So if you, for example, Brandy in that car accident, when that lady died, when she killed her, she's a killer. She's not a murderer. What? Jesus. That's what we're talking about.
Jesus Christ.
That's what it was. The difference, there's a difference between killers and murderers.
Jesus. Okay, the two...
Can you say Caitlyn Jenner so we can swap that in?
Oh, yeah.
Keep it in with Brandy. Let Monet go. I think that killers and murderers...
No, the definition is different.
Killers and murderers are not always mutually exclusive. Every murderer is a killer, too. Not every killer
Wait,
is a
say
murderer.
It again? Let me look at my own shit? Because your Google will be on some next shit.
It's the same Google. I don't have a different Google than
you. No, because you are malicious.
The definition of a killer is a person that kills things. Oh, you here's one for you. An extremely difficult or unpleasant thing. But you are a fucking killer.
A murderer is a killer, but a killer is not a murderer.
Not necessarily. Every murderer is a killer.
That is true. But every killer is not a murderer.
But also, do you know what it says right here under murder? A person who commits murder. A killer.
Right, I'm saying. So every murderer is a killer, but not every killer is a murderer. That's what I'm saying. So
I never negated that.
No, because you were saying...
I never said what you're saying.
You said that once you kill somebody, you're a murderer.
Once you murder someone, you're a murderer. But once you have to murder someone one time.
But that is intent. Like, when you murder someone, that means you can't be like, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah, bow. Murder...
If you're a killer, I may have hit you in your temple, and you're like, and you died accident. Oh my God, I'm not... if I were to hit you in your temple, right? If I did this, and you fell over and died, I'm not a murderer.
Okay, I've never argued that. All I say is you have to murder one person one time, and you are now a murderer.
Okay, yeah.
It was a conversation about being drag queens. Who's a drag queen? I don't gatekeep drag. So I'm like, if you do drag, even the one time, you're a drag queen.
But before...
In that moment, you're a drag
queen. But in the conversation, the podcast, we were talking about a specific thing. And you were like, you're a murderer. I was like, no, that's not murder. I was a killer.
I don't think that happened.
I don't know what... Y'all know what episode it was. And I gave an example similar to this. It was something so stupid. You started laughing about the examples.
I definitely didn't laugh at anything you said. Now I know you're making it up. What my point is, and I agree, I don't think everyone who kills is a murderer. I do think everyone who murders is a killer.
Right.
But I do think that you do the crime one time when you're that thing.
Yeah.
It is part of your identity.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
I think we're all criminals.
We're all criminals how?
Because we commit crimes. Everyone commits crimes constantly. If you parallel park, if you double park, criminal. You litter bug, criminal.
No, but everything is not a criminal offense. Just because you...
That is a criminal offense.
What, to double park?
That is technically...
It's not. It's not true.
Let's see.
It's not criminal.
Criminal offense. Definition. A criminal offense is... A criminal offense is an unlawful act. So yeah, you're a criminal. A criminal offense is an unlawful act. This is from usip.org. So yeah, you're a criminal. Full-on criminal. If you're a litter bug, you have committed a criminal offense. Breaking the law is a criminal offense. What do you think a criminal offense is?
Here's a crime. An action or omission that constitutes an offense that may be prosecuted by the state and punishable by law.
Yeah, so...
But you said everyone who commits a crime is a criminal.
Yes. And littering is a crime. You are a criminal.
You will not be prosecuted by the state if you litter.
Yes, you can.
Okay,
you think prosecution means being thrown in jail.
No, if you get a citation, right.
That is prosecution by the state.
I've littered. I've never gotten a...
You've not been caught.
Yes, I've littered in front of a cop before. In New York City, I've thrown a motherfucking popsicle in the street.
Nice privilege. if you double park, you get a ticket. That is a criminal. That is prosecution. That is a criminal.
No, offense. Prosecute is when you go to litigation.
You don't have to go to litigation to be prosecuted.
Let's look it up.
Oh my God.
I'm looking it up.
This is the one of my definitions.
Prosecution definition. The institution and conducting of legal proceedings against someone in respect of a criminal charge.
Yeah, that is not saying anything about court, Monet.
Legal
proceedings. If you have a cop and he gives you a ticket, that is criminal proceedings. That is a proceeding of giving you a thing. If you do a crime, you are a criminal. We're all criminals.
I don't accept that.
Well, you don't have to accept it, bitch. You're a fucking criminal. A criminal. You're a goddamn criminal.
It is so hot in here because you won't let me put the AC on. I am.
Okay, Monet, can I keep her house white
people okay, cold? Keep my house at 73 white degrees.
White people cold.
73 is not cold.
I said what I said. Freezing. Every time I'm here, I'm cold. Every time I'm up in this bitch, I'm fucking freezing my ass off.
What temperature do y'all keep y'all home?
Well, Jacob keeps it at sub-Antarctic penguin. Whenever I come home, I'm like, what? And this is wild. Who lives like this?
Jacob.
I'm in my own house shivering. Shivering.
So now we
got chattering.
So now we gotta heat this bitch up. So Jake was uncomfortable. And now you're comfortable. That's cool.
It's also better for sound.
What?
I think you know that.
What? No, baby. My central air is.
That is not
true. This is my central air.
That is, Monet, you are so full of shit. That is just categorically false. It sounds like a New York City heater.
That is not
clean, true. Clang, clean, clean.
It goes ting, a trolley.
Ting. But anyway, back to the point about crime.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just got you on my side.
I don't think everyone is a criminal.
Okay, so what makes you a criminal then?
Let's ask Google.
Oh my God. But when Google criminal definition, are a criminal
is someone who breaks the law.
Yes, yeah, so
if you're a murderer, thief, or a tax cheat, you're a criminal. But this word is a lot broader. Anyone who breaks the law is technically a criminal.
You better prove me right.
Jeff Knott's face.
Keep reading.
Ticket.
Keep reading. No, what was the last part?
Even the crime is not paying a speeding ticket, you can also talk about criminal activities.
So based on the definition, I'm right.
Technically.
Whoa. Oh, this feels one of the best episodes I've ever read.
Niggas, you about to come?
About to. I gotta change underwear.
Oh my God, my shmeem.
So, oh my God. I don't know what to say when I don't even know what to do. I can't bully you. You've admitted, I don't know what to do at this point.
Oh my God. Anyway,
are you a criminal?
By your definition.
I did not go in and... This is dictionary.com.
Where's the proof that you didn't do
this
that?
This is the Oxford Dictionary. These are not my definitions. So let's not... I also... You know I do not like people who say, that's not my definition of the word. We don't have our own definition of the word.
First of all, you're the one who loves saying my truth. You are the queen of my truth.
There's a difference between my truth and my definition. That's not the same thing.
But that's saying something... Bob, there have been several times you'll be like, Monet, that's not my... You'll be like, to you and my truth are the same thing.
That's not the same thing as my definition.
Okay, yeah, they're not the same thing. But you're in the same vicinity. In the same neighborhood.
My truth refers to your experiences. This feels true to me. Definitions are words that are universally agreed upon.
But when people say things like, I can't think of an example right now. So something like, they'll say...
It's hot in here. It's hot in here.
Okay,
that's your truth.
That's something...
That is your truth.
That is subjective. Right.
And that's your truth. That's where I say my truth.
No, you say for other things that you cannot say my truth.
Like what?
I'm trying to think.
Like if I'm like, you're mean. That's my truth. My truth is you're mean. That's subjective. I'm telling you, across the board, whenever I say my truth, it refers
y'all
to...
Y'all know. Y'all probably have the evidence in there somewhere.
They can scour the internet and they will not find it, because whenever I say my truth, I'm referring to something that's subjective.
And even if they do find it, you'll never admit on the podcast. You'll be like, Monet, where is this thing?
And whenever I say the truth, refers to something that is objectively true. Mm. For example, I am wearing one watch. That's not my truth. That is the truth.
Right.
I am wearing one watch.
Anyway, we've had this argument on the podcast before, and I proved you so wrong.
You did not.
I did.
How?
You see?
I see what? You just said you see.
Because the evidence is out there, and it's on our Patreon. People comment, and I don't ever...
You don't listen to our podcast.
No, Bob is vindictive. When something like this happens, Bob will have them down at 2347 mm-hmm. At Nikki WeHo said da 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 da. I don't do that.
Of course not. But I'm telling you, first of all, anyone who knows me knows that I love to live in the realm of absolutes. When something is true, it is true across the board. That is, I do not say, and my truth is I'm wearing one watch. That is the truth. There are definitions.
Right.
And I am very... I'm the reason we look shit up. I'm always like, what's the definition? Let's look up the definition of that. I do not bend words and change definitions. The definition says you're a criminal.
Except with my truth.
The definition says you're a criminal. So therefore, when you say based on your definition, I do not have my own definitions to any words. I have my own thoughts about definitions of words and whether or not I like the definitions, but I do not change the definition of words.
Yeah, no one can change definitions of words.
That's not true. People change definition of words all the time.
Well, I mean, like official, I'm saying like we don't have the power to do that. Like
that's
official.
Also not true. We do have the power to change definition of words. It's just not over time, people change definition. Like it usually comes from a source. So someone is technically changed the definition of word, but it has to be universally agreed upon by society.
So then go change the definition right now. Go change it. Do you have the power to just change it right now? You can't do it.
If I have the impact and it catches on and people start saying something different because of the way I say it, then things will change.
Yeah. Okay, I'm talking about right now in this moment. None of us can change it. Right now in this moment, this is what it is.
Also not necessarily true.
Okay, change the definition then.
Like, for example, the definition of the word marriage has literally changed. Literally.
Well, that's because there's been systemic change.
Yeah.
But I'm saying right now, all the three of us in this room, we cannot change.
That idea came from a person.
But I'm saying, but right now in this moment, there's nothing that we can do in this next 10 minutes, an hour, to change the definition that exists. We cannot change that. It is what it is.
I agree. In the 10 minutes,
That's not, this hour.
But I did not say that we can't. I said people can change the definition. It happens all the time.
But or I was always changed. I was not speaking verbatim. I was speaking in this moment. But you started getting really esoteric. I'm like, well, Monet, when like the tides change and people grow and change, then think.
I didn't say any of those words.
You know what I mean. But that's what I was receiving from you. That's my truth.
And that is your truth. You were receiving that. That's how you were experiencing it. It doesn't mean that's what I was saying.
Anyway, back to crime.
Your life of crime.
I was watching have you watched the Aaron Hernandez documentary?
Who is that?
That football player that killed Aaron Hernandez. When you see the picture.
Okay, first of all, you lost me at football.
But I mean, I don't know football either. It was a really big story.
But you love baseball.
No, I love volleyball, actually. Aaron Hernandez. This guy?
I do not know this guy.
Are you serious?
I don't watch sports.
It was like, do you know who Casey Anthony is?
The name is familiar.
The lady that killed her daughter, but she got off?
This sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that.
It's like Andrea Yates.
Yes, it was all over the news. So
Andrea Yates killed like five of her kids, though.
My God.
She drowned five kids in her bathtub.
I also watched a documentary about the Menendez brothers.
Who killed their parents.
But were they convicted?
Yes.
Yeah.
Aaron, very much so.
Casey Anthony was... How did she get off? That shit is wild. She fucking killed her daughter.
I don't really remember the Casey Anthony story.
It was... everything was there. I mean, they found, like, the kid's blood in her trunk. They found, like... there were so many pieces of evidence that she clearly did it. But just like...
What if she was set up?
She wasn't set up.
I don't know the story enough. I mean, that's an assumption.
O.J. Simpson, he got off.
Maybe he didn't do it. Maybe. I don't fucking know. I'm not one of the folks who acts like I actually have all the evidence. I do not have all the evidence. I do not always, I don't also always trust our judicial system, but I will say that our judicial system is typically biased against Black men.
Unless you have the money.
Even sometimes with the money, but I will agree that having money will certainly save you. Is it
money can make you look good and get you out of jail?
Is it likely that O.J. Simpson killed his wife his ex-wife? Probably. But I cannot say definitively that O.J. Simpson killed
just his like ex-wife. George Zimmerman. Got, but again, everyone knew that he killed
him. Well, George Zimmerman, but they, right, then right. The question was it murder?
Right. And so back to that.
So the question was, he a killer? Was he a murderer? So George Zimmerman was a killer, and the law decided that he was not a murderer.
Right.
Despite intent.
In spite.
Despite. In intent. You don't know if you're right. So you'd have to say in spite of.
In spite
of. You can't say in spite intent.
In spite of his intent.
Which I think is the same thing as saying despite.
Let's see. This is one of my definitions. You look up despite, I look up in spite.
Well, that's two words.
Two different words. We'll see which one works.
Despite is without being affected by. It means in spite of.
Yeah, they're the same
thing. So I said you have to say in spite. You can't say in spite. You have to say in spite of.
I was saying in spite of. Like,
you
I
didn't
was,
say of, though.
Because, anyway, I'm not going to get into it.
You have to say in spite of.
Because I was going to finish the sentence. I thought you was like, in spite of. It was one of those. How we finish each other's
sandwiches.
Right.
What's the biggest crime you ever committed?
The biggest crime?
That you got away with. Are you comfortable saying that on camera? Allegedly.
Oh, no.
This is all for humor.
No, I don't care.
So this in all...
In college, I got in trouble for stealing from Target. And they found me. They caught me.
What did you steal?
It was like eyeliner. It was for the drag ball. For fucking peppermint. Well, I didn't steal it for peppermint.
Me and Pep were... So Pep asked you to steal for her.
No.
Confirmed. Not the beginning of Pose. Y'all... You know the beginning of Pose?
Yes.
Still shit.
I stole eyeliner and like makeup shit from Target. And I got in trouble. They caught me. And bitch, so you're stealing it, right? And then I stole it. Like I would put it in my cart, but I didn't ring it up with the thing. I was like, you know, I put it in the bottom of my cart.
I cannot believe you did that. This is so crazy to me.
I did.
When people talk about leisurely stealing from stores, that is crazy to me.
So and I checked out, and then when I got one, and I paid for all my stuff, but
slam the table.
Which is the crazy thing. I bought like all this stuff, right? But I was like, I can't afford this $13 eyeliner. So I like had it in my bottom of my cart, and then I paid for everything else in my car, and I was going out, and then they're like, stop right there, and like they bring you to this like little back room place, and then they call the cops on you.
And they got you, girl?
Yeah.
Did you get arrested?
They brought me, they fingerprinted me and everything. And I never stole again. So it worked, girl. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest crime you've done?
I've committed some accidental crimes that I did not realize I was committing.
So you never committed a crime that you were committing?
No, I've committed crimes intentionally. But I think my biggest crime was accidental.
Okay, which was what?
I did not pay my taxes for like a year. I paid taxes, but I didn't pay all the taxes. I've paid them now. I have since paid the U.S. government their money. They are very insistent upon getting their cointadas. But I didn't pay for... I paid my taxes, but not all of them. Mm. And the IRS, they were like, oh, we're going to get our money.
Oh, they will get you.
And they got it. And they have... I just spent a lot of money paying taxes. So they found me, girl. But I didn't realize that I wasn't paying all my taxes. I thought my taxes were being a little bit mismanaged by my former accountants, mm-hmm. and I thought that I was paying all my taxes, and I was not.
Right. And the government will get you.
Girl, the Internal Revenue Service,
which is,
is the most gangster group of people on the planet.
Which is so crazy, because motherfuckers who make billions of dollars, they don't pay... What?
Let's see what my leg was against.
They don't pay a penny in taxes, but everyone else. And then also, you think of like, we were talking about how there is no government agency to see the, to make sure that the monies that the government has allocated to pay people's rent for, because it's been, what you call it? The...
rent relief, eviction moratorium
is about to run out, but the government allocated a lot of money to pay for people's rent from April 2020 to September 30th. But there's no government agency to see that was happening. So there's all these like millions and probably $1 billion that is just, no one knows where it is. But bitch, you want my $6,000 from the taxes that I forgot to pay last year.
You know, it's really starting to strike me. Like it really jumps out of my brain because like, Black folks have been asking for reparations for 150 something years now. Mm-hmm. And 150 something years now. And they're like, we don't have it.
Right.
It's just not in the budget. Global pandemic. Every single American, black, white, Latinx, indigenous, Asian, Pacific Islander, all of you get, what was it, $1,500? Plus, we have money to bail out the companies. Plus, we have money to pay rent. Plus, we have loans. We have money that we're giving, these grants we're giving businesses. So y'all found all this money to give to every single American over the age of 18.
That's crazy.
But y'all cannot give 12% of the population, between 12 and 13% of the population, the money that our ancestors invested into this country.
They did one thing in Michigan or something like that where the government, it's this one, like this small town in Michigan somewhere where the government gave black people up to $450,000 to buy property. But it was for that specifically.
I wonder, like, how would we even get, like, so I just Googled this. This is from CNBC. They are saying that reparations today would cost about $12 trillion if we were to actually do reparations now. And is there a way to get that?
I
don't think all the billionaires have that much money. All the billionaires together don't have $1 trillion. Right. I don't think.
I mean, but annually we spend trillions of dollars on fucking war. If we would stop spending money on war for a decade, we could afford it.
I mean, reparations for Black Americans would cost trillions of dollars, and it's time the U.S. government paid up. We'll never get reparations.
It'll never happen.
Never, not once.
Never.
We should get something. That's a fucking crime.
They did that thing in Michigan with houses. You could buy a house for $450,000. The government give you the money to buy, but only to buy a house.
So they're doing it through the phrase of discount.
The what?
Through the form of a discount.
Right.
Basically. So they're not giving you money. They're saying, come spend money. But you're getting like some big discount on what it would be.
No, if you want to buy a property, you can prove that you can pay the mortgage. It's just like, if you can prove that they will give you for up to $450,000 to buy that property.
Oh.
Which in Michigan, it's a state with an M.
Oh, almost $500,000.
Yeah.
I was thinking $4,500
for some reason. No. It's a state with an M. Or it's
Mississippi.
No, it was definitely north. So Minnesota. It's either Michigan or Milwaukee or something like that.
Was Maine?
Was it? No, it wasn't Maine. It was something with an M. In the middle of the country. So either Milwaukee or Michigan, some shit like that. Or Missouri. Something over there.
Missouri is not.
It's more central. I know, but you know what I mean. Anyway.
Do you know?
So it was over there. Which, I mean, $450,000 in that part of the country, that's a big house.
How do you feel when people do crimes in front of you? Is there a crime that really gets under your skin?
I know that you hate litter bugs.
I hate, it's the worst. They're criminals. Litter bugs are criminals. And it's just such an easy crime to not commit. Mm-hmm. It's just so easy to not litter. Like, people who steal are often stealing out of desperation. Mm-hmm. People who litter are
just... I was desperate. I had a drag ball to prepare for.
Wow. And Pep needed an eyeliner. People who litter are just doing because they're like, I just want to walk over to the trash can. Right. Like, you're not littering out of desperation. You're littering because you're lazy.
Have you ever seen someone steal, like, in front of you? And you, what did you do?
You asked me if I'm a snitch.
Ever seen someone steal in front of you?
Yeah, of course I've seen people steal.
I don't think I've ever seen someone steal, like, actively steal. No.
Yeah, I've seen people steal.
Why do you say it so casual? Like, yeah, every day.
Well, I used to be a bartender, and I would watch my coworkers steal all the time. All at Lucky Chang's.
Like stealing what? Like
money.
Food?
Money. Oh. So you as a bartender, the way you steal, here, I'm going to put y'all into a little Shannon Balenciaga.
Oh, my God.
Scam. You won't get that much money. But you if they're like three beers, and they're $5 a piece, you say $15 and you only ring up two beers.
So you pocket that five.
So you basically stolen a beer.
Did you ever engage in that?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely
but, not. But would y'all pool the tips?
No, we did not. Well, no, we did pool tips.
So you kind of stole a little bit.
Well, I guess by association, I was, I had some.
So you're a thief.
I am a criminal.
We're thieves.
I must have stolen something at some point. There must have been some point in my life where I've stolen something. I've never stolen from a store. Like, I've never walked out of a store with an item, ever. I mean, literally, Not true. When I was... When
Jacob
I
was like, actually...
What?
If you're trying to do that, how don't you still have to give the guests a receipt that shows three beers?
The receipt says two beers. Or you just do it, you just do money. Because, you know, bartenders don't give receipts. You just give them a drink and you say $15.
I mean, now you do. When you get a drink, yes, you get a receipt.
I mean, when I was bored, I mean, the bars were confined. Like, we saw a show at Mickey's and there was no receipt. We just got Red Bulls. They just said, here's the money. They didn't give us a receipt. You just.
But if it's not, if it's cash, but if you someone give a card, you have to give them a receipt.
With an amount. There's just an amount on it. It's not itemized. Depending on where you work. Lucky Chang's, it wasn't itemized. Most bars don't itemize. They just say, it's this much money.
You know and I mean? Then so when you get the
two, and it's easier to steal cash and you can't do it with a credit card.
Yeah, cash you can do that. Yeah.
So like, are you paying in cash? Yes, $15.
Okay, here's my thing. We both know establishments that do only cash, and they're clearly doing something illegal. Right?
I mean, not necessarily.
Yes.
There's also a chance that they're doing just cash, so you have to use their ATM so they can make more money because you're using the ATM. So they put an ATM in there. The ATM is owned by them. Mm-hmm. So they're making money for you trying to get money, and then they're making money when you spend the money. So that's another reason why people do only cash.
Well, let's take a break, and we'll talk about what that, because I think them niggas is criminals.
Let's talk about it.
Hi, it's me, Monet, and one of our new sponsors is Thrive Cosmetics, y'all. It's an incredible company with some great products, and I want to tell y'all all about it. Thrive Cosmetics products are made with clean, high-performance, skin-loving ingredients. Their clinically proven formulas not only highlight your best features, they actually improve your skin over time. All Thrive Cosmetics products are formulated without parabens, sulfates, and phthalates. Yeah, that one. Thrive Cosmetics never tests on animals, and they're Leaping Bunny and PETA certified as 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Thrive Cosmetics has a bold mission that's truly bigger than beauty. For every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive. For example, women emerging from homelessness, or women surviving domestic abuse, or women fighting cancer, and so many more causes that help benefit specifically women. One of the products I love is the Liquid Lash Extension Mascara. It has more than 11,800 five-star reviews and is a winner of the Allure Best of Beauty 2020 award. You know, I also do fancy myself an Allure Best of Beauty award winner. Have I won that award? No, but I think I could. It's a flake-free, smudge-free, and clump-free formula for all-day wear, and it's made with clean, nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier-looking lashes over time. What I personally love about Thrive Cosmetics is their products are the best I've ever used, and their Bigger Than Beauty mission is truly inspiring. You're going to love them as much as I do, y'all. Visit thrivecosmetics.com/rivalry for 15% off your first order. This is an exclusive offer for you guys that you can only get here on this podcast. That's Thrive, CAUSEMETICS.com/rivalry for 15% off your first order. ThriveCosmetics.com/rivalry. Baby, no matter how you're feeling getting back out into the world, there's no denying it's an adjustment. Oh, when the world gets too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. And y'all, they're fierce. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see some people, or you need some music to help you stay calm with some guided meditation. Breathe with me. I use mine every time I work out because they look real cute, they have great audio quality, and they actually stay in your ears. And y'all, as someone who y'all know, I frequent the gym, earbuds that stay in your ear are a whole nother world of problems and issues, and Raycon does not have those problems or issues. Let me tell y'all right now, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you can't really lose out by trying on the Raycons, girl. Listen, trust me and believe it. Try them out. If you don't like them, return them. It's really that simple. Give them a try and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, okay? Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, Sibling Rivalry listeners get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/rivalry. That's buyraycon.com/rivalry to save 50% off Raycons. buyraycon.com/rivalry.
So, we're back. But I've had conversations with people who have worked there and they're like, oh, it's absolutely illegal. People who have authority.
What, to not take credit cards?
Yeah, the fact that they're only cash.
It's not illegal.
No, it's not illegal, but the reason why the bar is doing it is because they're avoiding things to get certain breaks and tax breaks and things because when you get cash, you can say whatever. You can say, tonight we made $5 when you made $10 million. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do understand that. I cannot confirm or deny these people are doing this. I do not know. Whenever I work at a place, I just do my little show.
Right.
Do a little dance, make a little love, get down at night, and I fucking leave.
Did you say it in the right order?
Do a little dance, make a little love, get down at night. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
To you.
Your truth. But so you know what used to really irritate me?
What?
When people, they're going to call me lame for this. But like back before marijuana was decriminalized in so many places, if I'm walking on the street with you, don't start smoking weed. Don't smoke weed outside. Not near me. Don't do that. Do not walk down the street and start smoking weed.
But now it's legal. It's okay to you?
Because I can't go to jail for it now. It's decriminalized now in a lot of places.
So was your qualm, because then you...
I'm part of your crime.
Because why?
Because I'm a black person and you're smoking weed on the street, they're gonna assume we're all fucking passing shit around. I am now like a part of your crime. If we're walking down the street in a pack and like five of us.
Oh, you like friends. I thought you meant like I'm walking down the street and here. Oh, got it.
Five friends,
okay, that makes sense.
Passing blunts around, and I'm sitting here like, I'm gonna walk like a block behind you guys.
Okay, that makes sense. I thought you meant like, I was like, wow, that doesn't make sense.
And they were always, because sometimes just being black and close to a crime, it makes you a criminal to the cops.
Well, that's true, but weed.
But I really hate it when people start, like, when people smoke weed in public. I was at a concert with some famous people, and they were smoking weed. And I was like, this is crazy. We are in Barclays.
Before it was legal.
You cannot smoke weed inside anywhere. That's not legal. You cannot smoke weed in Barclays.
Okay, in Barclays you can't, but there are, you can't.
There are places.
Yeah.
Smoking weed in Barclays is illegal.
Right, yeah.
And I was in Barclays, and they were just like, nigga lipping, pass the shit around. And I was like, this is wild. Y'all are really smoking weed at a concert.
You were such a square.
Money. What if I got arrested because these motherfuckers want to smoke weed?
Then they
want to get a little high.
Then you do it for the culture.
No. Hell to the no.
No.
You know, can I say this right now? I am not. And I want to say this out emphatically now. You need to know this. I am not ride or die. I am not ride or die. At all.
Good.
Are you ride or die?
Depends. It depends on what it is.
That's not
true.
There's no depending.
Well, listen. Subjectivity for me.
I don't think ride or die has a definition.
No, right on Urban Dictionary.
So you don't think that urban wars are...
My God.
Ride or die is a colloquial expression of extreme loyalty to someone or something.
Yeah.
And that is on dictionary.com, not urban.
A ride or die for me is how I... There's like if you went... on the street outside my house and wanted to shoot someone in the head, I'm not riding or dying for you. Bitch, that's your problem.
You don't get to make your own definition of what ride or die means. There's a group consensus for what ride or die means.
Right.
And my definition. So you don't know. You don't get to say my truth or ride or die.
Ride or die is not a real thing.
It is in dictionary.com.
I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
So when does it become real?
Ride or die for, I get to make up what riding or dying is for me.
You don't have to make up your own definition.
Extreme loyalty. That's subjectivity. Loyalty, the quality of being loyal, a strong feeling of support or allegiance. Yeah, a strong feeling. My strong is different than your strong.
I agree.
So strong, that's what I'm saying.
That has subjectivity.
And what the definition is, red has subjectivity. Extreme allegiance. Extreme for me, that's extreme for me.
I agree. People have their different, maybe from what I understood, which is not true apparently. I thought ride or die meant no matter what, no matter what, I am going to be by your side. And I tell folks that if you're looking for a friend or a partner or a niece or a nephew or a child or an uncle or a dad who will be by your side no matter what, you are sorely mistaken if you think that's me. Because the moment you do some fucked up shit, it's a wrap. We're done.
Okay, well, you and I have co-conspired in things that were... You have written it and you have done that for me.
I mean, there are things that I mean, it's based on my own moral set. Like, I break the law. I mean, I got arrested and broke the law, but it was because I thought that the cause was better or more just than the law was.
No, you did it for the fame and the fortune. That's why you did it.
Maybe a little. But I did it because I was like, well, I feel like this is, for me, this cause is more powerful than this law. It means more to me. So yeah, I broke that law. And there are certain laws that I break. But typically speaking, I will not consider myself ride or die. I am someone's friend, but if you act wild, it's a wrap.
Right, I pick and choose, but how extreme my allegiance to you is, depending on what you did.
So what would I do? Where's the breaking point for me?
Killing, murder. I'm not riding for you, bitch.
What if I?
I'm like, if you killed someone, you like Monet, bitch. A police
cop. Wait, like a kill or murder? Which one?
Both. And the police come and be like, do you know where Bob lives at blah, 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 over there. And he was over there at that time. Yes, officer, I know for a fact he was there.
So you telling me that if I was, let's say I was fighting someone.
Uh-huh.
Fist fighting.
Uh-huh.
And I killed them.
Uh-huh.
In self-defense.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, Nate, if I didn't kill him, he was going to kill me.
Yeah. And so self-defense, you'll be okay. We're going to get you a great lawyer because you were doing it self-defense, so you'll be fine. So I can tell them where you live at.
If the cops come to your house, shut the fuck up. You don't have to tell them anything.
Yes, I will. Because then it's going to come out. They're going to find out, and then they're going to come and get me because now I'm an accomplice.
It's not against the law for you to not say anything.
Yes, Bob, if I know about a murder that you committed.
A killing. It was self-defense.
If I know about a killing that you did. Self-defense. If I know about a killing that you did, and you told me when they finally get you, because they're going to find you. And then they do all.
You want to tell them.
They're going to do all the questioning.
Because you're going to be like, get in my car. Hey, Siri, drive me to Bob's house.
And they're going to find you. They're going to find out that, and you're going to tell them that you told me. And then now I'm going to jail too.
Absolutely. Why would you think I would tell them I told you?
Because, bitch, I don't know what's going on with you. You're already going out. Why are you trying to meet out with you? They're like, Simple Robbie not going to happen without me.
I was defending myself.
Okay.
Literally defending myself.
And Bob, all the questioning they ask you, it's going to come out that you told me one way or the other.
If the cops come to me, I would be like, I don't know.
Well, then that's you. So I guess you are more right at that than you think. But I'm not riding or dying. You kill somebody, that's your business.
No, apparently it's your business and the cop's business, and you're telling everybody.
They asked me. Then don't tell me. You know what? Don't tell me.
I cannot believe if I kill someone in self-defense,
mm-hmm.
that the least you would not be able to do is just tell the cops where I am.
Oh, bitch. And I, bitch, it'll be a fucking movie. It'll be a cop, so you're going to call me on the phone. I'm going to be like, it's her. I'm like, hello? Hey, Bob. Yeah, how are you?
Wait, act it out. You ready? Ring, ring, ring.
It's going. Should I answer now?
Ring, ring, ring.
Okay. Hey, girl.
Oh, girl, I am so stressed out.
What's wrong?
Because you know what I did to that guy that was trying to, like, you know what happened.
No, I don't.
Monet, the guy, I defended myself. I was defending myself. So we both know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. So are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I am perfectly fine, and I'm a little bit freaked out, and I'm like stressed out. I'm at my mom's house in Atlanta.
You're at your mom's house in Atlanta. Wait, where? Where in Atlanta?
Why did you say it like that?
Because I'm trying to.
Why are you saying it?
I want to come. I want
to. Who's
come,
there? I'm on speakerphone.
No, you're not on speakerphone.
Who's there?
I want to come in. I want to make sure.
Who's you're there?
Coming. No one is here. Is it the house in Clayton County?
You know what? I just realized something.
At 692.
I got to defend myself against you too. Where you at? Drop your pen. Drop your pen.
You're at 692 Martin Luther King Drive, right?
You know what? Bet. I'll see you in a second, bitch. Yeah, run up.
The pink house with the green door?
Run the fuck up, bitch.
Okay, all right. That'll be me.
Wow, this is...
Your officers, he's at 695 Martin Luther King. But bitch, matter of fact, they would have tapped my shit. But they got your location in the first 10 seconds of our conversation.
I cannot believe that you would... This is wild.
Don't tell me. Respect me and don't tell me.
So you made yourself about myself.
You have Jacob. You have Ezra. Confide in them.
Wow. Who you going to tell? Colleen?
Damn, drag me. Oh my God.
That, I think I've told the story on the podcast before about my roommates who were bank robbers.
What?
Have you ever told the story?
You had roommates that were bank robbers?
Yes, you can look them up. Morgan Chigawa and Malik Elawad were my roommates.
Oh, I think I have heard the story.
In college, they were bank robbers. And for a short while after they robbed a bank in Phenix City, Alabama. We were living in Columbus at the time. They robbed a bank in Phenix City, and then they were on. Then they went to the mall to spend the money.
How much did they steal?
I don't know.
Like, you don't have like a window of how much it may have been?
No clue. What were their names? Morgan Chigawa and Malik Elawad. And they went to the mall to spend the money, which is, by the way, Columbus and Phenix City are literally touching. There's a river between them, the Chattahoochee River, and then Columbus and Phoenix City. So I don't know why they wouldn't go further. They go to Columbus Square Mall, no, Peachtree Mall, and try to spend the money. The cops show up. They get into a shootout with the cops. They shoot an officer named Officer Sterling, and they're on the run for like 3 or 4 days. They get found in, I think, Americus, Georgia, maybe Conyers, in Americus, and one of them was gunned down by the cops, and one of them was found like hiding in the bathtub and arrested and is now still in jail. Morgan was swished.
And they were your roommates?
Yes.
Now, did you know?
No. I remember one time we were at Chick-fil-A, and Morgan was about maybe 5'6". He had a very thick African accent, and he spoke with a really high voice. Like a really high bitch voice. He was very muscular.
Like Mike Tyson.
But with an African accent. But no Mike Tyson. Very muscular. And we were at Chick-fil-A, where I worked, and he was like, can you buy me a number one? Yeah, I remember it was 513 at the time. At the time, my number one was 513. $5.13.
Tell me you're old. I'll tell me you're old.
And I said, please promise you'll pay me back because I don't have a lot of money. He goes, don't worry. I'll be coming into a lot of money soon.
Work.
And I found out they were like robbing convenience stores around the neighborhood. So the cops show up and they're like, do you know these two people? I was like, oh my God, that's Morgan and Malik. And they're like, how about this? And it's a picture of Morgan with a gun to the cash register's stomach, and Malik in the back looking nervous and scared, like on the lookout. And it fucked with my brain.
That's crazy.
So what happened was my other roommate, you know what, we'll call him Craig. Use that. So my roommate Craig was just sitting at home, and me and my other roommate, Jaime, there were a lot of us living
this house. How many roommates? I'm about to say.
Okay.
Craig and James.
There we go. So James and Craig, Morgan and Malik, one of them is dead, one's in jail, so I think I can use their names maybe. But there are four of us living in the house. And me and James were both mad at Craig. We're mad at him for something. I can't remember what we were mad at him about. He was like annoying us or something. So we're like, we need to go like confront Craig about his behavior. He's really upsetting
us. This sounds like Bob.
So we went to go confront him, but as we get to the house, there's like this guy carrying an assault rifle, like a full-on assault rifle in a trench coat with like a hat, and he's like ushering cars up. We lived in the guest house behind the house, and they were all these cars were going up this long driveway with their lights off, with no license plates, like three or four cars.
This is your house?
This is my home where I was living. And he was like, they were like, go. He was like, go, and they were all going up the driveway.
And where were y'all coming from?
We were like at school we used to go to Kmart every day at
3 o'clock. My God, Kmart, rip.
Every day at 3 o'clock because the pizzas were $3 at 3 o'clock. And at 3:01, they were $3.01. And so on and so forth. Yeah. So we got there a little late. We had like some $6 pizza. We come back. He's ushering these cars up the driveway.
Secretly.
Yeah, it's like all the lights are off. And he's looking at us. He's like, go. And we were like, so we just kept driving. And then up the driveway to my home. So I start calling Craig. Craig, what the fuck is going on? Like, Craig, why are all these cars? But Craig will not answer. Craig will not answer the phone. Craig tells us later on, he's just sitting in the home, gets a call that says, are you Craig 12345? Using Craig's full name. Craig was like, yeah, who is this? And they're like, Craig, you need to come out with your hands up. And he was like, okay. So he comes out and he's got his hands up, like, are you Craig James Tyler Ferguson? And he was like, yes. And then people started jumping off the roof zipping off the roof, pulling out of the bed of his truck, like lasers all over him.
No, you're lying.
I am not. I will get Craig on the phone at some point. Craig and James are both in the military.
Got it.
Craig's in the Air Force and James is in the Army. They're actually both in the military at the time, too, I think. They're both in, like, ROTC or something. Anyway, or the Coast Guard. No, Craig wasn't in the military yet, but James was in the Coast Guard. So they are, like, all these, like, get on the ground. And they're like, get down. And he's freaking out. And they're like, and then that's when the question began. That's when we found out that.
Why did they think he was a part of it, though?
Because they live with us. And they don't know if we're part of it or not. And the guns they were using were stolen from Craig's grandpa, whose house we used to always go to. We'd always go to Grandpa Craig's house and, like, hang out and then come back. But what was out there? He stole guns, ammunition from Craig's grandpa.
That's crazy. Because
Craig was mixed, but his grandpa was white. So he had, like, one of them grandpas that, like, shot guns and stuff.
Right.
And he also, Morgan and Malik also stole Craig's girlfriend's car.
And criminals.
And it got completely, set it off. Queen Latifah.
Work.
They destroyed her car so bad that the police department bought her a new car.
Work.
Because she was driving a Buick Regal at the time. They bought her a Nissan Pathfinder, I think.
She must have been white, because if it was a black person, like, too bad.
Girl, she was white. But yeah, that was like, the FBI, like, followed us around for a little while, and, like...
Oh, my God, you're a criminal by association.
We're all criminals.
Well, you're, like, a criminal.
I had nothing to do with it. I was exonerated of that crime. We were all...
Did you have to, like, go to jail in court? Go to court and shit?
I did not, no.
But you lived in the house, and they didn't make you go to court?
I didn't. What do you want? Because they were caught. They were caught. One of them was dead.
But if you knew other information, you would have to go to court. If I was prosecuting.
That's not how lawyers work.
I'd have been like, no, he needs to come.
You can't make people come to court. You can be subpoenaed.
Yes, you can be subpoenaed to court.
If you're a criminal, you can't be subpoenaed to go, like...
No, you can subpoena a witness, for sure.
Can you? But yes, you can make them come.
Yes, if you subpoena a witness has to come to court.
You can make a witness come?
Yes, because if they have pertinent information, not you can... And then, bitch, when they make you swear your oath,
in general, you can be forced by the court to testify. Well, I guess so. But
You know what? Maybe if we all get together and decide that you can't, maybe we can change the rules.
But that is how laws work. That is literally how that works.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Everyone gets together.
That's what I said.
And votes.
That's what I said.
But you're trying to be cute.
I was not.
Then why are we making a little... But maybe if we... It's a wrap. End of the podcast.
Not the end. I cannot believe you were involved in, like, high stakes crime.
I was not involved.
You were in the vicinity.
You live in New York City. You've been in the vicinity of a lot of crimes.
You know my old block. My brother is a cop in New York City. He's saying my block, 144th Street between Riverside and Amsterdam, is what. In New York City has been one of the most dangerous blocks. He came to visit me to drop something. He was like, you live here? I was like, yeah. He was like, this is one of the most dangerous blocks in New York City. I was like, really?
He's
like,
yeah. And my name used to run that motherfucker.
I sure was. I was the motherfucking kingpin with this booty hoodie.
Queenpin.
The queenpin.
And I heard that, like, there's this one TikToker who was in prison, and he's gay. Oh. And he's like, I think he's like Latinx. And he was like, oh, when you are gay in prison and you're willing to bottom, you run the prison. We'll have mom.
Oh my gosh.
We'll have mom one day.
Oh my God, I would love that.
All right, we'll get out of here. Bye bye.